This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, this is the week. We are pumped up. We've been talking about this so long. And now it's time for us to learn and grow and lead better, more effectively. And you know, no matter what your situation is, if you're mom, a dad, a coach, a teacher, or the CEO and president, there's something for you for the Global Leadership Summit this week, Thursday and Friday. Can't wait. I have the man here, president and CEO of GLS, Tom DeVries. Tom, we talked last year, but this year things are new and different. How are you? What are you thinking about this week?
Hey, it's great to be with you again, Melissa. I really appreciate just the opportunity to share about the Global Leadership Summit. We're excited about this week. We have 16 speakers and some incredible, inspiring stories of life transformation. And we know that every time the summit happens, that people begin to grow and learn and develop and live out God's calling in their life in a new and fresh way.
What is different this year, other than we can meet? last year, and you guys rocked it last year. We loved it. We loved being able to see it, even though it was virtual. It was really special. Knocked it out of the park. But this year, what are you guys feeling because we're coming back?
Yeah, you know, I think being able to be together is something that people are really looking forward to, the sense of connection and community through in-person. In 2019, we were like 95% in-person. Last year, we were 99% digital.
Yes.
This year, we'll probably be about 80-20 in-person and digital. But it's really being able to bring people around you, to connect with your team, to talk through some of the things that you're going to hear and bounce those off and reflect on. What does it mean for me personally to apply this in my life and in my leadership and in the places that I influence?
So is there something that has stood out to you, Tom? Because there's so many great takeaways, so many bits of wisdom and gold nuggets. What is it that has stood out to you about this event that's happening coming up Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, you know, and I think there's probably a number of different things. So how do you lead, for example, during a time of crisis and chaos like the pandemic has been? And Craig Groeschel, the pastor of Life Church, the largest church in the United States, is going to be talking about some of the things around pain or uncertainty and chaos. And how do you navigate those? How do you do that personally? How do you do that for maybe your team, your organization, your family, places, even as you talked about coaches where, again, there's responsibility. And in all the different places where we influence, how we can live through and navigate some of the challenges like those that that we continue to walk through. I think you look at that with Malcolm Gladwell, right? New York Times number one best-selling author. And he's going to talk about urgency and how urgency is necessary for innovation and risk and being able then to create an environment that can have those three things as components of it. To help be able to lead and innovate, take steps of reasonable risk, even in places of urgency. And so really looking forward to what Malcolm's going to be able to share with us as well. And then Michelle Poehler is another speaker. And Michelle is, again, just a young, bright leader. Aww. And she's not going to talk about overcoming your fears, but she's going to talk. She has an organization called Hello Fears, which is really taking the first step in saying, how do we face our fears and what does that look like? And I know for many people walking through this last season has been one that has been fear producing with COVID and many of things that way. And the last one I'll just mention is Henry Cloud, right? Who's going to talk about mental health and just so love Dr. Henry Cloud and having him with us and being able again to talk about what does it look like to be healthy emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So many good speakers, so much great creative work that's being done. You're going to come away enjoying this too. This is not just a serious seminar. I want you to know you're going to be inspired. You're going to laugh. You might cry a little bit. You're going to be moved. And I think it's just going to make you a better you and a better leader in what God has called you to do. I know I walk away from this every year knowing that I can be more effective now with the wisdom that I've been given. So Tom, thank you so much. We cannot wait for Thursday and Friday to happen. I know you're excited about it also.
Absolutely. And grateful for really all of the fans and friends that we have in the Fort Wayne area. And it's going to be an awesome Global Leadership Summit this Thursday and Friday.
Yes, we don't want you to miss it. And here's how you don't miss that: by signing up, registering today. We want you to do that today. You can be in person or virtually, of course, so whichever one works for you. It's all on our website. It's all over our social media. We're talking about it. It's on my Conversations link right now at star883.com.